This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It's good to have you with us. Time to chat some nutrition today here on the podcast. Got lots of great feedback once again yesterday. I gave out my email address. Don't forget, if there's something you'd like to chat about, or if there's something you'd like me to chat about, or if there's questions you feel I'm missing with our guests, please do reach out, brad@thekonaedge.com. If there's an aspect of the sport that you'd like to find out more about and you'd like me to question our guests, I'm always open to suggestions. So that email address, brad@thekonaedge.com, is where you can find me. As I mentioned, nutrition. Today it is Tuesday as we record this, and it's time to catch up with Alex Rossetti. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Coach Parry Triathlon Coaching. With a passion for high-performance sport, Lindsay Parry is one of South Africa's most widely recognized and respected coaches. Having led a team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races. Lindsay has the unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating and inspiring others to do the same. To find out more about working with Coach Parry, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Chat some nutrition now as we head back to returning guest Alex Rossetti joining us. Alex, welcome back onto the podcast.
Thanks, Brad. Good to be here.
Alex, please tell me you're not one of those guys that races on cheeseburgers alone. You've actually got a pretty decent nutrition strategy.
Yeah, I actually like to put pineapple on my pizza with the Snickers bar afterwards.
Pineapple on pizza.
I like to tape it on my top too.
Pineapple on pizza, sacrilege, mate. You should not be eating pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, I don't recommend eating pineapple pizza while you're doing. If it works for you, more power to you. But no, for me, it doesn't. You said race nutrition or just nutrition?
Tell me about your race day. How do you, from a nutrition point of view, how do you approach an Ironman?
Breakfast is whatever breakfast is. Most of the time, it's bagel, egg, maybe some avocado, and a banana. I'm usually pretty good at being able to put something down. If not, then a banana and then bagel, just whatever I can get, but nothing crazy. No special applesauce protein mix with vegan, gluten-tolerant spinach, whatever. Before the swim, maybe take a goo. I try and avoid caffeine. That way on race day, if I do need that kick, especially kind of at the end of the run, or if I feel like mentally I'm getting a little fatigued, I can take a goo or whatever with some caffeine in it, and I'll get a little waking up. Before the swim, maybe a goo, getting on the bike. I like to keep my liquids and hydration separate from my calories. I know there's books out on what works best and blah, blah, blah. I'd say just experiment, find what works best for you. For me, what works best is just keeping my electrolytes and salt and all that in my water whatever drink mix I'm using or whatever you're using, what I do is I keep whatever that is, like the calories are low, so the sugars and carbohydrates are low, and the potassium and sodium and all that are quite high. And then in terms of eating, it's usually like two packages of chomps or goo, chompy, gooey things. I don't really like the slurp goo, more the God, I'm so bad with all these words. The gummy bear things. And maybe like a waffle. I forget how many calories that is per hour, but and how many carbs an hour that is. But you can find out, like, ballpark how many carbs per hour you need anywhere just with a simple Google search, or just practice, see what works for you. And I do that a lot, just practice my nutrition plan all the time while training. Just, yeah, so it's not even like my training plan is different than my racing plan. They're basically the same. It's, you just get so familiar with it. And one of the reasons why I'm a big advocate of keeping fluids and calories separate is for racing conditions. So let's say you're racing in Hawaii. You're going to be drinking a heck of a lot more than in like a cooler race where the temperature is only going to be like 60 degrees Fahrenheit than when you're out in Hawaii and it's 90 degrees Fahrenheit, right? So you're going to be turning that water over a heck of a lot more. But you may not need as much as you're drinking. You don't want 200 calories in each of those water bottles that you're drinking, because if you do, you're just going to get a big sloppy, slushy stomach and you're not going to have the calories from your normal food nutrition. On the flip side, let's say, at least for where I live, you might have a colder race where it's like 50 degrees or that's like, I don't know, 12 degrees Celsius. You're still going to want to keep your calories up, but you may not need as much fluid as if you're doing a really hot race. So for me, that's what I'm an advocate of. And then on the run, I just kind of get down whatever I can. You know, your heart rate's jacked up and you've got less blood to pump to your gut. So I'll usually slurp down something every 45 minutes or just suck on some chews. And then I usually like to grab an orange or from the side of the aid stations and just suck on it. I don't necessarily eat it, but just something to change the flavor up.
Yeah, just to mix things up a little bit. As far as your day-to-day nutrition, not necessarily in training, but just sort of the way you approach things from a food perspective, is there anything special that you do out of the ordinary, or do you find pretty boring and you try and eat as healthy as possible?
Yeah, I'm pretty boring, especially like nutrition plan. I don't think I've said anything that's revolutionary. Same thing with day-to-day stuff, just good, healthy proteins, lots of veggies, stay away from refined sugars and excess fat. I know fat's good for you, but not too much. I've been spoiled. Like where I grew up, we have our own chickens. We have a massive vegetable garden. We got all our meat from a farm's up the road. Mom cooks everything. She has everything planned out like a week in advance. So I've been spoiled in that regard. So for me, good quality food has never been an issue, but I think it's super important, just as important as all the little things, sleeping, stretching, core work, things that are easily overlooked, but man, do they add up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is it's not rocket science, but sound advice nonetheless. It's but the sad thing is so many people get it wrong.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, if you're just eating fast food, not even fast food, just
processed.
Yeah, yep. you got to think of your body. When you are trying to compete at a high level, your body's a race machine, and you look at, they're not putting diesel into Formula One race cars, right? They're putting in high octane fuel. So if you want to be burning like a high fast race car, you got to put in good quality food.
Absolutely. I think that's such a great analogy, and we leave it at that. Alex, it's been great catching up. Enjoy the rest of your travels, and we look forward to following your progress from here and beyond.
Thanks, Brad.
And that's a wrap for this edition of the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us, and thanks to Alex for sharing his Ironman nutrition tips. If you've just joined us on this podcast for the first time, or if you missed out the last few, there's been some major upheaval here at the Kona Edge. You can go back a few days in the archives and find out exactly what's happening. But a lot of it's got to do with my employment status. Things have changed big time, and I'm on a mission to buy myself, essentially, and I use air quotes, to buy myself out of my traditional day job. And I've got some pretty decent skills in the online marketing space, particularly around Facebook advertising, and I'm going to put it out there. If you own a small business and you'd like to use Facebook more effectively to grow your business, or if you've tried Facebook advertising you've burnt yourself, you've lost a bit of money, I tell you what, pop me a mail, let's chat. Brad@thekonaedge.com. I've really studied the platform hard over the last few years. I've done a whole bunch of courses and... Yeah, I don't want to sound forward, but I'm pretty good at what I do. So if you'd like to find out how we can work together to help grow your business, please do get in touch. The email address is brad@thekonaedge.com. Let's set up a Skype chat and let's see where we go. I'm not going to guarantee that I will work with you. I've got specific parameters and specific types of business that I tend to get better results for, and that's where I want to stick. So I don't work with out-and-out startups. You've got to have a fairly decent-sized business to start with so that we can help you move the needle, but I am pretty sure that I can move the needle for you. So that's brad@thekonaedge.com if you'd like to chat about some options. Obligation free, obviously, from both parts. If I'm not comfortable working with you, I'm going to say no, and I hope that you do the same with me. So it's brad@thekonaedge.com. Do be in touch. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.